Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today from the Moog Daily Power Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close down another big week here in the Moog community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And as we head into the weekend, I want to talk to you a little bit about the ramp-up phase that it takes to get great results in business and life. As you know, results don't just happen. They're the byproduct of proficiency. They're the byproduct of consistency. They're the byproduct of sacrifice. They're the byproduct of doing the work that you have to do to break out of the place that you are now. If we hope to achieve excellence, we have to first recognize a basic pattern or a path to get there. You got to love yourself. You got to love what you do. If you love or have a passion for something, more than just a moderate interest, I mean, if you really love something, don't you find it easier to get really enraptured with it? Completely and utterly involved. You got to have the commitment to it. If you love something, it's one thing to be really in love with it. It's another thing to be really committed to it. You could be in love with your puppy, but if you don't play with it, if you don't feed it, if you don't take it outside, then all of a sudden it starts to dwindle, and that relationship isn't as strong as it is, as it could be. You have to be committed to it. You have to gain the knowledge and experience by doing, a little bit like I talked about yesterday. You have to go for the immersion. This is where we're in it 100%. That sacrifice I was talking about. Going through even times of frustration. If you are 100% immersed in something, you become amazing at it. Flight school was immersive. Was it fun? Not really. Was it something we were passionate about? Absolutely. Were we committed to it? 100%. Did we gain knowledge and certainly experience? You betcha. But I'm telling you right now, the most direct path to gaining the knowledge and experience, the most direct path to being excellent at something is to be fully immersed in it, where it becomes part of your life. It's not something that you do as a hobby. It's not something you do for 2 or 3 hours a day. It's something that's about everything you do. It effervesces from every pore in your body. Even if you're doing something else, you know, you could be writing a book and working for somebody else, but if you're passionate, if you're immersed in the book, you're constantly thinking about the characters and the storyline. You're constantly thinking about the lessons and the points that you want to make. If you're building a business and it's a part-time thing for now, that's fine as long as it's blowing through your bloodstream 24/7. Being immersed in something is the fastest, most direct path to excellence. Proficiency. A natural performance, second nature, second to none, is what we're shooting for. And that's very hard to do part-time. Immersion's hard to do part-time. You got to be in it 100%. But I'm telling you, greatness and eventual mastery comes from all of these things. In and of itself, all of that is great. But what tends to get overlooked is that there's a great understanding of the preparation that goes into becoming excellent at something, to really becoming amazing at it. There's the mental side, there's the emotional side, there's the physical side, and then there's the environmental side. The mental part is the psychological, the imagery, the focus. The emotional side is that resilience, that inner core commitment. The physical is that literal fitness. I mean, physical fitness and health, but also that self-care that's required. People think, I'm an entrepreneur, I don't have to be fit. BS. It's a full contact sport, my friends. You want to be an awesome entrepreneur? Take better care of your physical body. And of course, environmental. Taking care of the important stuff, like your family, your finances, your fitness, your health, your happiness, all of that stuff, your environment, will absolutely fuel your success as an entrepreneur. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how to prepare for excellence like a high-performance pro. And I want you to think about these 5 things as you go into the weekend. I want you to think about where you are with your mental side of your business, where you are with the emotional side of your business, where you are with the physical side of your business, and where you are with the environmental part of your business. And think about all of those aspects in your life right now as they apply to you building your dream as an amazing entrepreneur. First and foremost, you got to set the standard and work toward it. Instead of letting somebody else tell you what's possible, instead of letting somebody else dictate how you build your business, you've got to set that standard for yourself. Whatever benchmark you share, you strive for, share it with others. Set it, don't compromise. You tell people this is what I'm shooting for. There are going to be plenty of people that laugh. Don't listen to them. But more importantly, there's going to be a handful of people who are going to get it. And they're going to be there to support you. They're going to encourage you. They're going to hold your feet to the fire if they're doing their job right. Yesterday I talked about, or kind of casually mentioned, my mentorship. One thing I love about the mentorship program that I've built is it's no BS and no fluff. I'm not here to pat you on the butt and tell you everything's going to be great, because it's not. But more importantly, to provide that sounding board, that voice of reason, that encouraging tone to keep you moving. You got to have that. You got to be able to set a standard for yourself and work toward it and surround yourself with people who live up to and surpass that standard to help pull you along and encourage you each step of the way. Next, you got to develop an understanding of what's required to perform at the level that you need to be at. Now think about what I just said. You have to develop an understanding. That means not a casual interest, but a deep understanding of what you need to perform to get the results you want. If you're one of those people that believes in the law of attraction and vision boards and all that kind of stuff, then just you don't have to listen to what I'm telling you right now. But if you're somebody who's really committed to actual results, that wants better performance, you got to know that there's a requirement. You have to do action at a certain level in order to get a result. To be a millionaire in business, you got to do millionaire level actions. To be a multimillionaire, you got to do multimillionaire actions. Not dreaming, not scheming, not visualizing, not practicing, but actually going out and doing. And there's value to some of that stuff. But if that's the only strategy you have to get to success, you're going to have a very disappointing ride. The actual path to getting the results is performing. And you can increase your performance with those things, but research what it takes to achieve the level of performance you want. Do the research on that. Calibrate your expectations early and often and do the work. Follow through. Believe in yourself enough to actually take the actions and follow through. It's not always going to feel great. Does that mean that you change course? Hell no. It means you got to suck it up and dial it in a little bit. It means you got to ask better questions. It means you got to calibrate and get yourself on track. Third, establish the regimen that will get you there, the discipline that will get you there. Set your routines, your daily, your weekly, your monthly routines. It's so important for entrepreneurs to have structure. I always laugh at these folks that are like, I'm going to fire my boss because I'm tired of all the draconian structure. Well, guess what? I got news for you. It gets even worse as an entrepreneur because now you don't have a boss to tell you when to show up to work, what to do. They don't establish working hours, so you have to do it for yourself. You have to be able to set that routine. You have to set regular benchmarks, checkpoints on your flight plan to success, as I like to call them. And when you do that, you become a leader of yourself. You must be able to lead yourself first before you can lead others to success. And entrepreneurship is leadership, my friends. Get used to it. Get into that, absorb it, take it on board, and love it. And when you do, you will have amazing results. You got to establish some rhythm, too, because once you establish that regimen and that discipline, the next part's kind of fun. You fall into a rhythm. And by the way, you're going to fall into a rhythm one way or the other, so you may as well dictate the tone and set the pace. If you live up to your regimens and track whether it's leading you to your checkpoints, then you can have the adjustments necessary to get yourself on track. You actually have a way to say, you know what, this isn't working. Maybe it's time to make an assessment and an adjustment. You are able to make course corrections sooner and more accurately, especially if you start to feel yourself falling behind or not hitting certain, you know, checkpoints that you want to hit. Have you ever noticed this in your business? You think to yourself, man, by now I should have been X, Y, and Z. You start talking about how much money you should have made, what kind of a return you should have by now, what kind of results. Well, chances are if you're not getting those, it's because you don't have a rhythm. It's because you haven't established a regimen to follow. You don't have any clear-cut idea of the checkpoints you should actually be hitting. You have kind of an idea of them. And when you're not hitting them, instead of thinking about it and assessing and making the adjustments, you get frustrated and say it's not working. Instead, make that assessment based on the regimen and the rhythm that you've set for yourself. And change your space, by the way. Don't be the smartest person in the room. Get a board of advisors, get a mentor, some friends that can help guide you. Hire them. Put skin in the game for both you and them. Something's amazing when you actually put financial money aside for mentorship or coaching. Number one, if it's a real coach, which that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day, the person has to show up, right? Financially, they're kind of bonded to you. Second, because you're putting money down, you're going to actually show up and follow through on their advice. I can't tell you how many times people ask me for advice, and any time I give it to them for free, they don't follow through on it. I shouldn't say every time, but certainly a lot. Why is that? Because they have no reason to. They're in pain. They just want to hear somebody else's voice give them advice. That's soothing enough for them. Mission accomplished in their mind. But when you have a financial skin in the game, now all of a sudden you have to follow through on a deeper level. So don't underestimate the power of investing in a good coach, mentor, or some sort of advisory person that can give you the accountability you need. Because then you've got to deliver some accountability for yourself. It's a partnership. That's what's exciting about it. My friend, here's the point that I want you to get to. This weekend, ask yourself, am I setting the standard and working toward it? In my business, are the standards that I have set for myself high enough? Are they standards that I illustrated and defined? Or are they standards that somebody else said were possible? Ask yourself if you're developing an understanding of what you have to have, how you have to perform, how you have to think, believe, and act. Ask yourself, do you have a regimen? Do you have that regimen in place that has you show up for your daily method of operation? That discipline, that cycle, that rhythm that you're in every single day, every single week? And are you surrounding yourself with the kind of people that are going to guide you and give you the advice and the assessments that you need in order to make those adjustments? That's a question or a series of questions that I want you to answer for yourself this weekend. Get clear on those and come back on Monday so that we can put it to work and get you where you want to be. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern right here on the Moog Daily Power Up Call. Go out there this weekend. Have an amazing weekend. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love being around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.